All right, well, we welcome in Rosie right now before he leaves, because I want you to give me just the names of the horses in the Derby race, and I'm going to pick a winner for tomorrow.
I will give you the names.
You can give me. Do you have the odds too, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want the odds?
Not right away. First, I want the horse.
Real quick. Yeah. I mentioned Skinner. Skinner got scratched this morning because he had a fever. And apparently, if horses get fever. If a horse gets a fever...
Hay fever, maybe? Is it hay fever?
No, just a high fever.
Because he ate a lot of hay?
If it was a fever he had, so Skinner, my guy, got scratched.
Okay,
here we go.
So your horse is out.
Do you want me to give you the horse number two, or just give you the horse number?
Yeah, no, I want one, two, right, whatever. Yeah.
One, Hit Show.
Hit Show?
Yes.
Out.
Two.
Loser. Okay.
Verifying.
One word, it's the number two horse, Verifying. Okay.
Three, Two Fills.
No.
Four, Confidence Game.
Confidence. Usually I like the one name, but I like that name. Confidence Game, you said?
Yes.
Okay, what else we got?
Five, Tap It Trice.
Tap It Trice?
Yes.
Interesting.
Six, King's Barnes.
No, out. King's
Seven,
Barnes. Get lost with that.
Yeah. Reincarnate.
Reincarnate down the stretch of the Derby. It is Reincarnate. All right, that's a leader right now, probably in the clubhouse.
Eight is Mage, M-A-G-E. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but M-A-G-E.
M-A-G-E.
We say Mage or Mage. I think it's a soft G.
M-A-G-E. Madge? No, would it be Madge?
No, it's Mage.
Mage? It is Mage,
Mage.
100% Mage. Are you on the air right now, Alex, or no? When you're talking to us, you can talk on the air. We got Alex's arm with us as well as filling in for Rosie.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay. I have not heard of that.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
You were a Dungeons and Dragons guy?
No, I just know from Stranger Things.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, Mage. All right, I'm ruling Mage out.
Mage. So that was the 8. The 11 horse.
You know what? I'm going to bring Mage back in just for a second. I'm not ruling him or her out yet.
The 11 horse is Disarm.
No 9 and 10?
No 9 10.
Okay.
Because they got scratched.
Mm-hmm.
The 11 is Disarm.
Mm-hmm.
12, Jace's Road.
No, that's definitely out.
13, Sun Thunder.
Out.
14, Angel of Empire.
Out.
15, Forte.
Okay.
16 is Raise Kane.
That's an interesting one. That's a Ranger tie in there.
Raise Kane.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so now I've got, let's see, Verifying, Confidence Game. Tap It Trice. I'm going to rule out Tap It Trice. So we've got 2, 4, 7, 11, 15, 16. That's it, right? 16?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Now, and this is how I legitimately would do this if I'm betting it. And by the way, I'm doing the work now. I might as well bet it. I will do this. Do you bet on these races?
Yeah.
Okay.
My strategy is I'll get the favorite and I'll box it with one of the long shots.
All right. So what are we looking at odds here now?
Well, we have lots of horses left.
No, but I'm more than 16?
Yes. I have 1, 2, 3, 5 more.
What?
Yes.
How many horses we got in this field?
Enough.
All right, what do we got?
So 17 is Derma Sotogake.
Out, come on. Wait, two names?
Yeah.
Derma
Sotogake, which I'm assuming is like one of the...
Derma Sotogate.
Yes.
Is that it?
Sotogake.
Gake. What? Say it again.
Sotogake.
Sotogake?
Yes.
Sotogake.
Yes.
Derma Sotogake. No, it's too hard to say. He's out.
18, Rocket Can.
No, Rocket Can. I hate Roger Clemens, so that horse is out.
21, Cyclone Mischief.
Nah.
22, Mandarin Hero.
Nah.
And 23, King Russell.
No, not bad. What was 16's name again?
Raise Kane.
Oh, yeah. Raise Kane. All right. So we're going to go back. I'm going to rule out all those horses.
Those are all the horses.
All right. So now I need the odds on the 2, 4, 7, 11, 15, 16. So number 2, Verifying.
15 to 1.
Okay. Number 4.
20 to 1.
Okay. 7.
50 to 1.
Woo! A long shot. What's that name again?
Reincarnate.
Reincarnate! 50 to 1, though, is like, probably throw that out. All right. Go ahead.
Well, keep in mind, last year, the 99 horse won. What was the guy's name?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't watch it last year.
What was the horse's name?
It's Barbaro down the stretch.
Barbaro.
Yeah, I had Barbaro because one name. It fit my criteria.
Barbaro.
I just start saying the names and like, can I envision the announcer saying
this? Strike It Rich?
Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't have
picked that. Might have been Strike It Rich.
Yeah, it's a terrible horse name. Okay, go ahead. Reincarnate down the stretch. What's 11?
30 to 1.
And that's what's that again?
Disarm.
Yeah, see, I like that. That's a powerful name.
Disarm.
All right, go ahead. Forte, number 15.
Forte, 3-1.
Oh, she's the favorite?
Yes.
Forte's the fave?
Forte, favorite, 3-1.
Well, I'm throwing him out unless you bet him in a triple or a box or whatever.
Or exactly.
Yeah, I would never pick him fair. Right, and then what do we got with the 16 again?
Raise Kane is 50-1.
I think I'm going to roll with, man, I usually go with the number, with the just the one name. None of these are really clicking right now, like a dominant way, like Barbaro really did back in the day. Verifying, I like. Two horse. Confidence game. Reincarnate. I think I'm there. Disarm, do I like that one? Disarm. What are we looking at? What kind of, is it muddy?
I don't know. Rich Strike, by the way, was the 99-1 shot from last year.
Rich Strike.
Rich
okay.
Strike was the 99-1, yes.
I'm going to go with, man, I like confidence game. So usually the way I would bet this is either box and exacta or just pick a couple of win bets, right, for the odds. So what I would probably do.
Real quick, yeah. It looks like rain at 7 o'clock tomorrow in Louisville. So I think this might be a muddy track.
Well, 7 o'clock tomorrow is after the race.
Well, in that 7 o'clock range.
Okay.
Seems to be rain.
Yeah, I'm going to probably rule that out. Raise Kane, you said, what were the odds on that?
50-1, Raise Kane.
Man, I'm going to throw Raise Kane out there. I'm taking Forte out. So I'm down to, what was the 11? Disarm?
11 is Disarm, 30.
And Reincarnate is 50?
50.
I'm throwing Disarm out. I'm down to the 2, the 4, and the 7.
2, 4, 7. Verifying, confidence game, and Reincarnate.
So now what I would do is put the 15 back in and box those. 2, 4, 7, 15. And I would just do a win bet on, I'm going to go win bet on 4-7.
Yeah, yeah. You've been juicing up Reincarnate for the past
yeah.
5 minutes.
So I'm going with that. So I'm gonna throw out, because I can't do 3 win bets. That doesn't make any sense. 2 is even tough to do, but I'm doing that. So I am betting to win. Confidence game. It is confidence game. And down the stretch they come in the Derby. What running of the Derby is this, do we know?
140 and change, I believe.
It is Reincarnate. A 50-1 shot. Reincarnate. Yeah, all right. I like that. So I'm going, I could see that. Now, the only way I get burnt here is the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. I want to go next year. That's a bucket list thing, the Derby.
Oh, that's 150.
I know.
Oh, that's going to be a mob scene down there.
You think so? I want to go. It's always.
Oh, it's one of those things. Have you ever had a mint julep?
No.
I've had a mint julep before. I like another horse track for the Derby that I went to upstate when I went to college.
Wasn't there a song called that? I think I used to play it on Bob. You know Bob Salter? His opening theme song is
that was
one
green
mint.
Onions.
No, I think there's another one. One mint. Is it julep? You said?
Mint julep.
Yeah. I think I called it one time one mint julep, and Scazzeri just couldn't keep his composure. He was just laughing. Anyway, all right.
Oh, no.
2-4-7. The only way I get burnt in this scenario is if verifying wins. Because I'm not betting the win bet, and then it's like, oh, of course, the one horse that right. I ruled out first. But confidence game and then Reincarnate. Those
so you're
are my
doing 2-4-7-15, exacta box, trifecta box.
Exactly.
Okay.
And two win bets, you know, 20 bucks or whatever on the 4 and then the 7 because you're getting good odds. Do you handicap this? How do you do it?
Normally, my theory is horses don't know what they're doing. So I like taking big shots because
right.
a horse doesn't realize that he's a favorite, right?
Well,
a horse just runs.
I got you 20-1 and a 50-1 right,
right.
there. How do you decipher then? Are you just going based off of the name or do you actually handicap it?
No, I don't handicap. I'll pick a name and a number. Like tomorrow, I'm going to bet 23 because that's my birthday and it's Michael Jordan and he's the best ever.
And what's the name?
King Russell.
King Russell. And it is King Russell. If it were King Rosie, I could see you betting that. King Russell.
Right. King Russell. And if King Russell wins, I will be in a very good mood for the show.
I like
morning.
It. And what are the odds, King Russell?
50-1.
All right, Rosie. Good luck with that. And you're on now. So tonight is Saturday. You're doing tonight into Sunday morning.
It's I honestly, it's really just Sunday morning, 3 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay,
if it's a midnight thing, then I understand.
Right.
This is Sunday morning, 3 a.m. to 7 a.m.
And some people party Saturday night. They're still up
yeah.
and about Saturday night and
oh,
Sunday
I expect
morning.
To get. I've done the shifts before, and I will get the Uber drivers driving
yeah.
and just giving me a call.
All right. What are you leading, with the Devils?
No, I will leave with the Knicks and the Heat
freak.
And why,
yeah.
if the Knicks don't beat the Heat, season's a failure.
Oh, God, Rosie. Don't contrive stuff. Just be you. Anyway, thank you, Rosie. Appreciate it. Get home safe.
Thanks,
enjoy the show. Have fun tomorrow.